June, did you find yourself going into homes to try to cleanse them? Do you do that?
I do that all the time. That's actually the biggest business now.
Is it really?
You can even imagine. That is so off the chart. I actually called a woman with a store, and I said, you know, I want to buy some objects from you, blah, blah, blah. And she said to me, do you clean houses? I have at least 12 calls a day. Can you believe that?
Maybe she meant as a maid.
Oh, no, no, no. We talk ghosties, but ghosties are people, too. So we, you know.
You never know.
You never know, you know, but anyway.
So when you go to a store, what do you buy? Sage and stuff like that?
Oh, no, no, no. As a matter of fact, it's a great question. Oh, my God. Okay, I used sage when I was living in Calabasas, and I got offered doing Jim Morrison. And I didn't even know who Jim Morrison was. I got to tell you, I sang Light My Fire when I was a little girl and created the tent away from the ghosties that I saw that I couldn't identify.
Yeah.
Didn't know who they were, you know, and I did that whole Sixth Sense thing, you know, the chenille bedspread. I did that, you know. I see spirit, though, and people on the other side not bleeding, you know, the way he saw them,
mm-hmm.
Haley Joel Osment. The way he saw them bleeding and everything, I see them whole. You know, if they lost their legs, I see them whole. If they were blind, they can see, you know, things like that.
Right.
They actually dress up for me. It's really nice. Anyway, so when I got this out of the blue, got offered VH1, I was actually doing the Learning Annex, and I was teaching how to contact the spirit world, right, to try to teach people how to communicate with these people in their homes. So that I didn't have to cleanse all the houses, and so that they could have a little more benevolence, a little more peace in their house.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was doing this, and my flyer ends up in San Diego, and they call me up. Of course, where all the UFO stuff's going on. And they call me up and go, we have your flyer. You want to teach down here? And I said, well, no, I'm going to San Francisco then to teach.
Yeah, you're on the other side of the state.
Yeah, so I'm like, what do you mean? And they're no, you're coming down here, and you know, that's why your flyer's on our desk. And I said, no, I'm like this rock and roll psychic chick. And she goes, oh, and about an hour later, VH1 calls her and says, we need a psychic that will channel Jim Morrison of the Doors. And she goes, I don't even believe it. She said the hair stood up on her back, and I end up being called, and I'm like, who's Jim Morrison? And she goes, oh, that's gravy. This is perfect. This is perfect. You are the one we want. You know, he was a rock and roller. And I said, okay, that's good. So, you know, so I took it on. But the only thing I used was sage, and actually use sea salt. I use Haynes sea salt, you know, H-A-I-N's brand.
Not the iodized kind.
Yeah, I use the iodized.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, okay. I'm glad you asked.
Not with the little girl with the umbrella.
No, not that one. I use the Haynes brand only, the one with the ocean on it.
Okay.
You know, they have it at Whole Foods. I'm sure with all your listeners, they'll be out of it tomorrow in every store across the country.
Well, I got to tell you, sea salt is good for you.
Yeah.
The other kind, the processed kind, I'm not so sure about.
Well, the iodized I use for clearing houses. Or for energy.
Where do you put it? You sprinkle it all over the place?
Well, when I was at Whiskey A Go Go, which is what they gave me for Jim, right?
That's where they played a long time ago.
Yeah, they gave me everywhere Jim went. VH1 brought me, Channel 2 News brought me, Channel 9 News
brought
me.
But just here, they didn't take you to Paris, did they?
No, that's the only place. Sorry, that's the only place. Sorry, I missed one.
Well, that's where he died.
I know, but he didn't die in the bathtub. That's the whole other deal. He actually died in bed, and they moved into the bathtub, and he got wet, of course, and they were not French citizens, and they couldn't take him and move him the way they move Marilyn Monroe from bed to bed. You know what I mean? But they, you know, in place to place.
Now, wait a minute. Go back a little bit. So you're saying that he did not die in the tub?
Correct.
How do you know this?
Oh, and you're the first one that's allowed me. You're finally going to put Jim to peace, let me tell you. How I know this is because over and over again, Morrison has driven it home to me. I have met more friends of his photographer, Henry Diltz, I've met. They all come to me.
Have you met his two other band members?
Oh, Rain Man Zarek apparently is afraid of me. That's what I was told.
He's been on the show, and Robbie Krieger. Good guys. Both good guys.
Good guys. Really good guys.
Yeah.
But they said he was all freaked out when, you know, when he heard that a chick is doing Jim Morrison. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, doing him. That's a, you know, it's hard when I say that.
You mean as a psychic?
Yes. And they're like, Jim is in June's body. But you know what? No, spirit comes in your aura, and that's when you're able to gain information.
Well, you know, I asked them both, first of all, if Jim was still alive, and they said, no, he's dead. So you believe that, too.
I believe he's dead, too. Some guy in Oregon keeps telling me he's Jim, and I'm like, don't think so.
No, he wants you to go to Oregon. Don't do it.
Yeah. Exactly. That's right.
So anyways, so Morrison is channeling through you?
So it has been, let me tell you, it has been the craziest thing I could ever think in a million years. I will hear, ever since that day, that Beth Pahalik calls me from VH1 and she says, you want to do this with Henry Alfred? And, you know, I studied comedy. Like you said, I was an actress. I did improv. I did, and I lost a job playing a psychic because I can't play a psychic because, you know.
You are one.
Thank you. Yes. If you can't be what you, is that so wild? You know, I mean, you just can't play that. It's like, I guess if I was an attorney, to play an attorney would probably be a really tough
thing. No, it is tough. I mean, I'm on, for example, Ancient Aliens on a History Channel, but I'm me.
Yeah.
I'm me. They're interviewing me because I'm me. I'm not acting. I'm not being someone else.
Yeah, they wanted to put a turban on me and give me the crystal ball thing. I don't think I've ever had a ball. I have balls, but I don't have crystal balls. So it's like, you know what I mean? If you live in Jersey, you know, you watch the Jersey Shore. I just heard the advertisement. So it was like, you know, you've got to be a strong person when you live on the East Coast and you pound the pavement in New York and you come to L.A. and you got to go, you know,
all
fight
right.
a whole other.
So anyways, show. Tell me what Morrison told you about his death.
Well, he said that he was in the bed and he took these blue pills. And he, of course, had a bunch of alcohol, and he had heart pains, lung pains, and fluid in the chest, and couldn't breathe, and was gone, and then they showed up and threw him in the bathtub. And so once he was wet, they all frantically ran around his body, you know, freaking
all right, but
out.
But he does say he did have an OD.
Yeah.
He did overdose.
Yes, he did.
Died in 71.
He did. He did OD. And I used sage to bring him in. Back to your sage thing. And sage was, wow. That was intense. Now, that's if you want to bring in Native American spirit and all of that. The Native Americans are not too happy on the other
well,
side.
Well, now, how do you use it? And you were mentioning iodized salt, how you use that. Well, what do you do with it?
It's a way of protection. Like Henry Alfred said, is Jim going home with us? Oh, God. You know, because he freaked out when we were doing this. And I just let go, and he flipped out. And I had placed a circle of salt around us to protect us. And what it does is it raises the level of vibration in a room.